From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll is climbing after a pair of explosions rocked Iraq's capital this morning. Officials say at least 29 people are dead. As NPR's Jonathan Blakely reports, the violence comes as talks to form a government drag well into their 6th month.
One of Sunday's explosions happened near a mobile phone office in an affluent area of central Baghdad. The second happened near a crowded square in the northern part of the city, not far from a National Security Ministry building. Both blasts were car bombs, and both occurred within moments of the other. A security official says over 100 people were wounded. Also Sunday, at least 4 rockets were launched towards the international zone where the U.S. Embassy is located. National elections were held last March, but the inconclusive result has left a power vacuum in Iraq with no clear resolution in sight. And in recent weeks, insurgents have taken advantage of the situation by stepping up attacks throughout the country. Jonathan Blakely, NPR News, Baghdad.
An American woman who was held in Iran for more than a year is back in the United States and is heading for New York. A family statement says Sarah Short arrived at Dulles International Airport near Washington, D.C. this morning. Short and family members of the two other Americans still detained by Iran are due to talk to reporters in New York later today. Iran's president is also due in the city to attend the U.N. General Assembly. Pope Benedict is ending his four-day visit to the U.K. today. In Birmingham this morning, Benedict beatified a 19th-century Anglican convert to Catholicism. The BBC's James Robbins was at the beatification mass.
The words are those of John Henry Newman, one of the most important figures in the history of the Catholic Church in England. The Pope saw this beatification mass as the single most important event of his visit.
By all apostolic authority, we declare that the venerable servant of God, Cardinal John Henry Newman, shall henceforth be invoked as blessed.
Pope Benedict heaped praise on the intellectual legacy of the 19th century scholar and priest who started as an Anglican clergyman before converting to Catholicism. Now Cardinal Newman is firmly on the road to eventual sainthood.
The BBC's James Robbins reporting from Birmingham, England. In Bermuda, big waves are pounding the beaches as Hurricane Igor approaches. Tourists have fled the island as residents prepare for a direct hit. Igor is expected to pass over or near Bermuda tonight. It's weakened, but the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it remains a dangerous Category 1 storm. A powerful typhoon is ripping into Taiwan. These people are gathered in a shelter as torrential rains fall. The typhoon is the first major storm to strike Taiwan this year. It's crippled transportation and tens of thousands are without power. This is NPR News. Concerns are being raised about the legitimacy of this weekend's parliamentary election in Afghanistan. Afghan election observers say the quality of the balloting was questionable and say they have numerous reports of fraud. Meanwhile, the bodies of 3 abducted election officials have been discovered. They went missing during voting yesterday. USA Swimming, the sport's national governing body, has dramatically increased screening rules for adults who work with youth swimmers. NPR's John Burnett reports it's a result of a sexual abuse scandal.
In April, an ESPN investigation found that some USA Swimming certified coaches had molested young swimmers, then moved from town to town to avoid criminal charges and continue coaching. The report found lax oversight and a casual attitude among coaches and parents toward inappropriate conduct. Today, USA Swimming's House of Delegates announced sweeping new policies. They will expand athlete protection by mandating criminal background checks for all non-athlete members, coaches, employees, and volunteers. What's more, the organization passed new rules demanding members to report suspected sexual abuse of swimmers. At least 30,000 to 40,000 additional members will now be subject to background checks. The measures were approved at USA Swimming's annual convention in Dallas. John Burnett, NPR News.
Authorities in California are looking for members of what they call a cult-like group who have apparently disappeared. Police say the 5 adults and 8 children were reported missing by their families. A spokesman for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says the group left behind evidence that they are awaiting the rapture or some other world-changing event. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.
Support